youth slang, slang that the youths talk about. And,
okay.
And who better to tell us youth slang than the Levies?
Oh, do you mean Dan Levy and Eugene Levy?
Yeah. So they're going to explain to us what youth slang is, and we'll see if we agree with them.
Fam, yes. Do you have a clue?
Do you have a clue?
Well, fam is something you use to talk about how popular somebody is without actually going to the word fame. It's like an abbreviated version.
Cooler than fame.
That's the way I've heard of it.
Fam, I believe.
Is that true?
No. Fam is like, and I use it all the time, like, what up, fam? Like, meaning someone's like your family. So it either means you're referring to your actual family, like, what are you doing? I'm hanging out with the fam, or somebody that you're really tight with. Like, me and my friends, we're like fam.
Believe means sort of your family. So, like, thanks for the love, fam. Like a group of supporters.
So you're saving yourself two syllables.
Yeah.
Well, of course, as we all know, that stands for English lit.
Lit means that something's like hype. That something's like, you know, really on fire.
Awesome.
Like, it's cool.
Yeah, it's on
this
fire.
Party's
it's lit.
Going to be lit.
My cigar was lit. You could say that.
What's next?
Bye. Bye.
Pronounced A. It means before anyone else.
See?
Oh yeah, I did know that.
I did
before
not
anyone
that.
Else. I did know that. Yeah. I forgot
so
about it.
So you would say I did this interview, Bae.
No, that's not at all. This person is Bae. Oh.
Okay, is there any better people in the world but these two?
No,
right.
They're
so
awesome.
Adam, let's say, in the Book of Genesis,
quite
in the Bible, you would say
Bae.
Quite literally is Bae.
Yeah.
Extra to me is still what's the headline. What's
extra
the headline?
Read all about it, you mean? Like in Newsies.
Yeah.
Extra means to be extra. This person's being extra right now, meaning like they're being dramatic and no one wants to deal
right.
with it.
See, I've never heard that in my life.
You never heard the term extra? You're kidding.
I've heard the show. Extra,
no.
Extra. That's what I'd never heard. She's being extra. Extra what?
No, my
extra
friend Sheila uses this all the time. Like, she'll tell me a story about somebody she works with. She'd be like, oh, I gotta tell you about this girl. Oh my God, she was being so extra. And she'll tell me like, oh, or we'll see something happen. And she'll lean over, she'll go, oh, so extra.
Is that like extra pain in the ass?
No, like overly dramatic, or somebody is being like, they're drawing attention to themselves unnecessarily. You know, they're just being extra.
She never heard it.
Performative in a way that's not welcome or comfortable.
Right.
Oh, I'll buy that because that actually sounds
like me.
TBH.
Thanks back hat.
To be honest.
Is an expression.
See, now that's something if you text me TBH, I'm going to have to look it up.
But why? You're not that old. Like, it's not, you're not.
I'm not that old, but I don't
Levy's
know.
Age.
I don't know that stuff. I don't
you
know.
Don't
what,
know
I don't know what that is. I
you
would
don't
have
know
to
TBH?
Look it up. No.
Okay, so I'll be texting a friend and I'll be like writing something and I'll just say TBH, blah, 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 like whatever the thing is. Like, to be honest, I really don't want to go to that restaurant. Or, to be honest, I think those shoes are horrible. You know, it's almost like you're softening the blow of something you're about to say that's really, instead of just coming out and saying something negative, like, I hate those shoes or I don't want to go to that restaurant. To be honest, is kind of like preparing the person that something negative is about to come their way, but they shouldn't be too upset about it.
That backward hat.
That means you are about to say something. You're about to be heard.
To be honest. TBH means to be honest. If you texted TBH meaning to be heard, I don't think you'd get the response you wanted.
I think I
That's
could
right.
probably find the emoji that expresses to be heard.
What would the to be heard emoji look like?
Oh, I mean, you'd have to be born on the planet Neptune not to know what Gucci means. It's a descriptive of how stylish somebody is. You say,
that's what I think.
No.
Hey, wow, you are Gucci.
It's not what Gucci is.
Or Gooch, I've heard.
Gucci means, like, what's good? Like what's Gucci?
Hot or hip. But what if you just shortened it and said Gooch?
Or what, wow, why don't you just Gooch? Say Wagoo if we're going down that path?
One more.
But also, wait, let me just also add something that he left out. So, like, if something really cool happens, you can go, like, Gucci. Like, awesome. Like, that's great. Like, great news. Gucci. That's another use of Gucci.
I've never heard that in my life. I've heard Gucci shoes, Gucci handbag. I've never heard that's Gucci. I would have to punch you if you said that to me.
You don't watch enough. You don't watch the same programming I watch. People use the term all the time.
Or is that Hundo P? No, there's
space. Hundo P?
Hundo P is like 100%. You know, Hundo P. Again, nobody says Hundo P. Like, that was one of those things that was like cool words millennials use. And it's like, nobody really says Hundo P. Like, I think once in a while, I think a lot of this stuff comes from rap music. So in a rap song, you'll see like Drake or somebody say Hundo P. But that's in the song. Like, nobody IRL, which is in real life, nobody IRL would ever say Hundo P.
Hundo, I have to go, but I don't have enough time to actually say it. So it comes out as Hundo P.
You're not wrong, but you're also not right. Hundo P means 100%.
Right.
So if I were to be in complete agreement with you, I could say, yeah, Dad, Hundo P. We wrote it into our show as Honey P.
Right.
Right, which means 100%.
I think my definition was a little closer to the truth.
I don't think so.
I want the Levies to explain everything to me.
Yeah, they left out a big one. I thought that they were going to also do Bible.
Bible? I don't know what that is.
I was sure that that was going to be the next one. It was made Bible, and that Eugene Levy was going to be like the Bible, like Genesis in the Bible. So it's funny because Bible is mostly, again, it's a lot of rap music that uses this type of verbiage. Mm-hmm. But the Kardashians kind of made Bible happen, like making fetch happen. They made Bible happen because at the end of something, they'll go Bible. Meaning, like, I swear, like, I'm going to tell you something, Bible. Like, this is 100% true, like, my hand on a Bible.
I've never heard that.
Do you have any slang that you use on a regular basis? Do you use any slang at all?
Pitter-patter.
That's not slang.
I don't know any. No, figure it out. That's the only thing I yell at people. I have no slang. No, because I would just look stupid using slang, because you know I'm not supposed to.
It depends what it is and how you use it. I know that you've turned off your emojis on your phone, so you'll never ever send
an
emoji.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't like them, or you're afraid you're going to send an incorrect emoji? Like, you're going to send the wrong emoji?
It just makes me look like I'm 12. If I send you an emoji, A, I'm going to send it wrong. That's true. Uh-huh. And B, I can't have it on my keyboard, because when I put emojis on my keyboard, it takes a space away of my keyboard, and then my big fat thumbs can't type anything. So it's either I'm going to type something or just send straight emojis, because that's the only thing I can do.
When someone says something outrageous, don't you want to send them the mind blown?
Ha. That's what ha, 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 ha. That's what I send.
I feel like the mind-blowing emoji is so expressive. I can't imagine life without it.
So is ha 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 ha. And then I'll even space and ha ha ha.
And just more ha ha ha's.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I think I did that to you today.
Yeah, you probably did. So there's no slang you use at all? There's nothing you use that you're like...
No. You want me to walk into a place and you go, well, how was that movie last night? That movie was fire. It doesn't sound right coming out of me.
That I would say, yeah, don't say fire.
Right. I'm telling you, that car, Gucci. Straight up lit Gucci.
I think the only thing that I like to use, like, when my friends call and they have something to say, I'll be like, oh, spill the tea. I do like that one.
I know. I mean, you were the first one to say Insta, which used to drive me insane when you do it. I got on my Insta today, and this is what I did. Just say Instagram. It's not going to kill you.
Why?
I don't know. It just drives me crazy.
But it's Insta. It's what it is. I don't even think of it as Instagram anymore. It's Insta.
Insta what? See, just say Instagram.
But you know what I mean. That's the whole point. If I say Insta, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Why must I explain it to you?
But at first, I didn't know. I had to look it up. I had to Google it when we were on the air, and you would say, I got on my Insta and did this, I would have to look it up. So it takes me a minute to figure out what Insta is. Then I look it up and go, oh, Instagram. Then I think, well, why the hell wouldn't she just say Instagram?
I got it. Gucci.
That's really nice.
Bible.
I swear. See, why can't you use real English?
I do, but it's all generational. I mean, there's some words that you and I say that are from our generation that everyone's like, what does that even mean? Like, you know, there's probably words that we say all the time we don't even realize.
Tubular. Rad.
We don't say those words.
I do.
No, you didn't grow up in the valley in the 1980s. And I don't know that anybody who grew up in the valley in the 80s actually said that stuff.
Pauly Shore did. And that's the, that was
yeah, in a movie.
That's growing up. That was my idol. So
yeah, maybe
I would have to wheeze the cheese.
Wheeze a little juice.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm glad that I don't.
See, look it up.
Figured out.